Starting at verse 4. This is the Passion Translation. It says, But as the mighty Son of God, he was raised from the dead and miraculously set apart with a display of triumphant power supplied by the Spirit of holiness. And now Jesus is our Son and our Messiah. Through him, a joy-producing grace cascades into us, empowering us with the gift of apostleship so that we can win people with every nation into the faithful commitment to Jesus, to bring honor to his name. And you are among the chosen that receive the call to belong to Jesus, the Anointed One. Now, the part I want to focus in on is verse 5. It says, through him, a joy-producing grace has cascaded unto us. Thank you, Lord. With that in mind, let's jump back to, I want to jump back real quick to Philippians chapter 3, verse 13, and this is the Passion Translation. The very first sentence says, I do not depend on my own strength to accomplish this. So I believe it's in either Galatians or Ephesians where Paul says, where he writes, you know, he said he had a thorn inside and he asked God to remove it from him. And God said, my grace is sufficient. So oftentimes, like I said, we're trying to clean ourselves up before we go back to God. We're trying to get things right before we go into his presence. We mess up and we wait 3 weeks before we pray again because we think we got to atone for our sins. But we're not to live our righteousness in our own strength. The righteousness is the same faith that we use to get the righteousness is the same faith that we use to operate in the righteousness. We're supposed to operate in righteousness by faith. We're supposed to operate in the righteousness that's given to us through grace. The grace that he has for us is available day by day. His grace is sufficient to allow us to walk in the righteousness, and we're not to do it in our own strength because our strength has limits. Our resolve has limits. But if we lean on and rely in and depend on him, that even when we stumble and fall, his grace is there to pick us up and put us back on the right path because we're relying on our own strength. We fall down and we get depressed and we fall under condemnation because the enemy is lying to us and says, look there, see, you couldn't do it. You were never able to do it. And but God says, yeah, you can. Come on. I got you. I got you back. He's been telling me all night. He's been telling me all week. I got you. I got you. I got you. I got you. His grace is sufficient to do whatever it is that you need to accomplish on that particular day, at that particular moment, in that particular assignment. His grace is sufficient. We're supposed to be relying on him. We're supposed to be leaning on him. We're supposed to be trusting in him. We're not supposed to be trying to do this in our own strength. He gives us inside. I mean, we try to figure out, oh, well, I can't do this much, but maybe I can do just a little bit. That'll be enough. No. He's not giving us assignment that we can do. He's giving us assignments that he can do through us so that people can see who he is in our lives and so that they can know just how much he loves them. Whew. His grace is sufficient in every area of our lives. Don't let the enemy lie to you. Remember the first lady, she preached, I guess a month or two ago, whenever it was. And she said, read Genesis chapter 3. So I went home and read it. And I read it several times before and I'm like, how have I not seen this before? The enemy lied to him. He straight up lied to him. He's a liar. He's a liar. He told Eve, to summarize, or to, you know, put in my own words, you got to take this shortcut in order to get as good as God is. But God already made her as good as he wanted to make her because he made her in his image. And everything that she needed was already there, available. It's like you take a little child. Like, and Bishop talked about this. They've got all the components to become a full-grown adult. But it takes time and training to grow that child up to walk in the fullness of who they are. So she was in the environment. It's like taking a seed and planting it into the ground. That seed has the ability to become a great oak or a great apple tree or whatever kind of plant it is. It has the potential to become that great thing, but it has to be planted in the right environment. It has to be nourished and has to be taken care of. And God had put her in the earth to in the environment that she needed to be so that she could grow and she could nourish and she could come to the fullness of who she was, which is a God-created woman made after his image and after his likeness. But the devil told her in order to get what she already had, she had to eat this fruit and disobey God. The liar! He's a liar! Don't listen to him. Listen to the word. The word tells you who you are, what you have, and what you can accomplish. You don't have to take shortcuts. You don't have to operate in sin to get what God has for you. He has that and much more. Don't get caught up by what other people have and do and accomplish. You stay your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Eyes straight ahead, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus, looking unto Jesus. Lord, daily I come to commune with you. Daily I come to pray to you. Daily I come to read your word. Daily I come to spend time with you because I know you are my redeemer. I know you are my savior. I know you are the one that has the ultimate plan, not merely on this world and this lifetime, but for all eternity. You have my best interest at heart, God. Glory to God.